With Martin Bester.
It's so cool. So this person started a debate on Twitter, even ran a poll about which side of the coin is heads, which side is tails. And a lot of people voted, a lot of people got it wrong. And then the SA Mint also weighed in on the conversation, also ran a poll of their own. And I can't understand how people got it wrong, but a lot of people did.
Well, you said a different answer to mine in our preview, in the meeting before the show, so I feel like you're wrong. Or if I'm wrong, I'm going to cry.
Shall we find out in a couple of moments' time? Which one do you say?
Who,
what's,
me?
What's heads or tails?
The back, the coat of arms is heads.
Where's the coat of arms?
The coat of arms is the...
Where's the coin?
The official side.
Where the number
side
is.
The South African badge.
Which side is the number?
The side with the date is heads. Let's put it that way.
There's a date?
Yes.
On a coin.
With the coat of arms.
Sorry, now we have to see a coin.
Oh, my God.
Now we have to see a coin.
Yo,
please go get a coin.
Yeah, because Lizzo carries only notes, so she has to look for a coin somewhere. Like, you know, she's actually running down to her car at the moment, so it might take a little bit of time. But luckily, the parking is just outside,
so she
found the coin.
I would give 5 rands also.
The purse. Let me see.
Wait, I want a nice one.
It's anyone.
Okay. This is heads.
You know where it gets confusing with the new 5 rand coins, where there's Nelson Mandela on the front. And then the coat of arms on the back. Then you're like,
Okay, wait. He also has a new one. Let me find my earphones.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to be honest now.
Yeah. Let me see what you have.
This is heads.
I've never looked at a coin this closely
in
a very long time.
This is a different coin now.
It's a different
coin.
Seems
like I've got like 6 different coins in my purse here. You want your own
Which side are you saying is heads?
The coat of arms.
Okay. The side of the date at the bottom.
Okay.
No, it's got a date at the top now. It's been changing every 4 weeks.
So for me, it's the other side.
No, you're wrong.
The one with the number on it. So you reckon the brand?
Yeah.
That's heads.
Okay,
with
now
the animal on.
Okay, now you know you're wrong.
Yes.
Basically.
I'm going to reveal just now.
Oh, okay.
But
we're going to see just now who's right or wrong.
We are those people in the debate. We're like, you're already wrong.
Just ignore them and tell me which side you think is the heads or the tails on 084-850-0942.
Bring my money.
Listen, did anyone see the Baleka Mbete interview on Al Jazeera? Now, the guy that runs these interviews, his name is Mehdi Hassan. People, I don't want to face that guy. He is serious. He does his research, man.
Mm-hmm.
This guy will tear you a new one on TV, and which is exactly how I feel. I don't know. You judge for yourself. Have a look at some of the clips from the Baleka Mbete, our speaker, her interview with Al Jazeera, and you tell me. For instance, this is what she had to say about Tony Ngeni, and this guy didn't let go either.
That one person who was sent to prison, this was the ANC's former chief whip, Tony Ngeni, who was sent to jail for fraud. I believe you accompanied him to the prison gates. How is that not putting your party and your alliances above the interests of Parliament and the country?
I accompanied Comrade Tony because I did not believe in what he was being said to have done.
So you don't accept the court's verdict in a democratic South Africa?
I'm not saying that. I'm just telling you that I accompanied my comrade, and I don't feel guilty for that.
You don't. Can you tell our viewers what position Tony Ngeni, this ex-convict, was appointed to by the ANC last year?
Position?
Yeah, he was appointed to chair of the Working Group on Corruption. Does that make sense?
One thing
I
know.
A person who went to prison running your Working Group
wrong.
On Corruption?
In the ANC political life, we look at things sometimes not exactly the way other people see them.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Yeah.
I mean.
A new one. This was rougher for Baleka Mbete than a goat's knee. Let me tell you something. It is awkward AF. You go and have a look at these clips and you decide for yourself whether, I mean, if you were the party, would you be happy?
Got something you want to say? Well, we want to hear it. Talk to us on Twitter.
Join the conversation at
Jack and Breakfast on Twitter. I'm going to follow that. At Jack and Breakfast.